Okay.
Let's see what Brendan Young is trying to tell us.
So up to 49, the penultimate ikkar.
That first chapter, right?
Yeah, first chapter, 49.
Third grade, second grade.
So this is a very, very well known and famous Gemara. That's your Ikar Tishra Osa, the 19th Ikar Osa 20. Azivas v'chetoi behizdamin loi v'hu v'seikef talosai. To abandon the chet when it appears to him, when he has opportunity, when he is in teikef talosai. He's in the fall of his taivas, I suppose, yes. And he managed to abandon the chet and not do it. Right, this is the famous Gemara, which the famous Rambam brings as well. Omog Rabbi Seder Zachon Nevracha Chazal said in the Gemara in Yoma, Ezu Bal Tshuva Asher Tshuvosni Megas at Kisei HaKovayit. What is the Tshuva which reaches the Kisei HaKovayit? Keshe Nivchan V'yotzanoki V'oisli Perek V'oisli Mokoyim V'oisla Isha. If you're in exactly the same situation, the same place, the same woman, and now it's exactly the same situation, it's not any easier, no different, and still this time he managed to overcome his Yetzer. That is the Tshuva which reaches the Kisei HaKovayit. But Seinem Leimar, Kisdam, and Achet Liyode, who was sick, the Achet came to him when he was, and yeah, the Yetzer Hara, where it was had him, and yeah, that was strong. His tithes were exactly as they were the first time, and this time he managed to defeat the Yitzhara. You say, one second, let's finish the sentence. Due to the strength of his Yiras Shamayim, he's managed this time to overcome his Yitzhara.
It's a little bit strange for me, it's the same woman.
Alright, we're taking
practically impossible,
see, he's going to say
a little bit talking, just poetically talking.
Yeah, the point here is he's saying it's exactly the same situation. There's no, it's not in any easier situation. There's no
difference.
Right, now the only difference is that this time you are stronger and you managed to. Right, now the word he's saying that the way to overcome. The tshuva is, we had right from the beginning, we saw the point of the tshuva is to, or the point of the tshuva, the way to do tshuva is you have to go ziva sachet, what's the ziva sachet? You have to strengthen your yiras shamayim, you had it many times, he said, right?
But yes, you should not look for this situation.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah, obviously, that's not right. If it happens, take up money, in other words, say so you strengthen your yiras shamayim, and now your yiras shamayim is strong enough to overcome the yitzahara. So sometimes we think that there's something that, you know, if a person has a yitzahara to do a certain avera, that's a terrible thing. How can you have this taiva to do something? Is something wrong with you? It's not necessarily true. We have yitzahara. That's where Hashem is dwelling. The point is, how you deal with that? If you can have a yitzahara, you can have a taiva. And your job is to overcome the yitzahara and overcome your taivas, right? Okay. Now, what is exactly this lotion of... Who is the Baal Tshuva? Is the Baal Tshuva Asher Tshuvosin Magas and Kisei HaKovayit. Your Tshuva reaches the Kisei HaKovayit. What does that mean? We talk about Tfilah in a sense. Tfilah goes up to the Kisei HaKovayit. What does that mean? Your Tshuva goes up to the Kisei HaKovayit. What is it? The Tshuva is something here, your Tshuva, which goes up. What does that mean?
I give no answer. Come on.
Right.
Hashem reacts on what you did. That's all.
Yeah, okay, so it's Loshen, like, well, again, like you just said, a poetic Loshen.
Nice.
But, okay.
Your message reached Hashem. Good.
So we'll see in a second. He's going to. Okay, we'll see what we get. Okay. So that's the. That is this Ikka, the famous Gemara. Now. You just alluded to this. What happens? Okay, we're all very well. If someone was not lucky enough, he happened to be in this situation again, and he didn't do the veil. Okay, so he's amazing. I mean, what happens if that didn't happen? It's not very likely to happen. So he's not going to get to this.
No. It's very likely it will happen if you cut the same woman.
All right, let's see. So it's going to carry on. Let's carry on. This is going to stay now. Misha loy his dam and the other kings. There's someone who didn't happen upon this situation. So what should he do? So Yosef Menashe Yiras Hashem Dvar Abiyim B'Yimoy. He should every day add Yiras Hashem. Again, we've had this a couple of times before. You mentioned the way of the Jew is always mentioned this idea. Every day, B'Yimoy Hashem, every day. We spoke about this once. Akapani, that's the, you should carry on doing that, adding on to Yiras Hashem every day. Kofa Gatsa Koli Yomim. You should carry on. Kasha Yachlif Koyach Ayiro Dei Kvoish Koyach Hashem. This way, once the your degree of Yiras Hashem gets to the level where it can, it would be able to conquer the Sahara should it come to you. Once you have managed to reach this level where the Yiras Hashemayim you have would conquer the Sahara, even when you are right in the grip of your taiva, so then hello Bukhiniboy Suyovan Hashem knows the Natsar Nafshe Hu Yeda, Hashem created your nefesh, he knows what you're holding. He knows if Hashem knows you're in that situation. He knows if the veil would happen, you would save yourself.
Yeah, you know one thing. I also thought of it because it's happened with me one time. I told you the Shabbos, and guess what? I got the same situation again. I didn't do it again.
Right,
but what I'm trying to tell is policy. Definitely what Rabbi Yonah said is absolutely innocent. There's no question about it. But if Hashem would give you present, he will put you in the same situation. You understand, right?
If you are at that level, then Hashem will...
You should understand, it's present for you.
Like if you are that situation,
not if you look and...
Hashem
said, I will put... this situation.
And yeah, then, that's a nice idea. Yeah, right.
But when he is doing it, and again, it's all my fantasy right now. I don't have any backup. If you do what the Rabbi Yonah recommends, you're in situations, and there's no situation like that. And you doing the right thing, then Hashem, okay, right now.
Okay. Yeah. Well, okay. Very good. Yeah. Right. There's one more sentence. We know who the free Hashem. The Madrega for Elyonim and Shuvah. He called it the highest Madrega of Shuvah. Right in the beginning, his test. Back in the beginning, when he spoke, when he said his famous story, he said there, "Hinei Madrega's Rabbis Yesh the Shuvah," or something like that.
There's also very, very interesting thing. Another message from this call together. Let's say the person make. got him in a better situation, and then he sorry about him, those the trouble, whatever it is. But we need to understand, you not eliminate this desire in your heart.
Yeah, as I said before, yeah.
Because
right.
In other case, there's no reason to put you in the same situation. If there's no what you want, what it's already above you. It is a long, is even maybe never will finish process. This desire is you.
Okay, yeah.
And right now you. Because another case, we lost everything. Okay, good. Right now I hate it. And don't put me in the same situation because for me it's irrelevant right now. Okay. No, it's very, very relevant. Very relevant.
Before this carry on, there's one thing I don't know, let's share with you. It bothered me a little bit, not the end of the world, but so it bothered me a little bit. The way he is to set the Gemara, even the Gemara sets it out, I mean, Yonah, what's the point here? He's saying the highest degree of Shuvah is when you're working yourself to the degree that Hashem can know. Agri Rambam uses the Lashon, Asheyed Olov Yedeh Tanomai, so that Shuvah can be made, but when it's that, you're not going to go back to this head. I mean, so that's what he said. The point is, you reach that diagram if it would happen again. So the way he puts it out is a bit funny. He says, what is Ikar? Ikar is that when it happens, if this, you are in a same situation and then you don't do the VR, then you have reached this Madrega. Okay. What happens if you don't? What happens to this guy who never was in the same situation? What about him? He can't get to that diagram. He says, no, him as well. Why? Because if you would know if he would be at that level, that Hashem can say he knows that if it would happen, he would not fall, he won't come here, that's also him. I mean, the Ikka, what's the real Ikka? The real Ikka is to do Shulah to the extent
this is just a simon. If it happens, it just shows you reached that level of it.
The real thing is, work on yourself till you have enough years from now, you're not going to deserve bigger. Right? Either, how do you know? Well, if it happens, then you'll know, like you said. And if it's not, what is the real ikka? The ikka is to get back to that level of yours from now, you won't deserve bigger. The way he said it is, but the ikka is,
but
it happens, no, but then you reach.
But there's another side of this story. When you made aware, your life not the same. You don't need next day not the same. If you realize, you need feedback.
Right, this is what you said. Okay,
this,
good for you.
This is a feedback.
Right. Very good. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, like you said.
That's all.
Like you said, it's good for you. But really, if you're looking at just
objectively, it's called as Baruch Hu the same. You're right, but it's feedback.
Yeah, absolutely. It's better for you that way.
And
if you know. But if to call it, what is the controver? Okay, I mean, all right.
Because
it's not the door, but
in your
business
all the time.
Okay.
What's happening with you?
Yeah. Okay. Right. So he said here. What we started saying, he says here, this is the Mandrego Halim Shuva, the highest level of Shuva, right? Which
and
is really
under circumstances that you still would like to do this Avera.
Yeah.
It is very important.
Yeah.
It is my highest.
Okay, that's what I started saying right in the beginning.
Right.
He said in his test, he says, we've mentioned this many, many, many times, right? He says there, "V'hinei madregos rabbis tshuva." There are many levels of tshuva. "V'fiha madregos yiskoriv ha'odom ha'kadosh baruch hu." The greater degree, the greater madrega of the tshuva, the closer you get to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That we've been learning the whole way through. What Ben Yona understands tshuva to mean, going back. You went away from Kadosh Baruch Hu, come back as Kadosh Baruch Hu. The greater tshuva, the closer you got to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it means, right? That's what tshuva means. You got close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So he said, true, that, and this is where he says, truth, any tshuva you do, as long as you do the basic tshuva, you've gained slicha, got rid of the chet. But the better the tshuva, the closer you get to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what he says here. This tshuva is the madrega yoyin of the tshuva, the highest madrega. So that's what he means when he called this in the beginning. Is about tshuva she tshuvosnei magas kisei kovod. It means when he has returned to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, right? As close to Hakadosh Baruch Hu as it's possible, right? We're asking what the meaning of the words, or what does that mean? Tshuvosnei, what is the tshuva? I think tshuva means he has returned all the way to. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That is my great loss.
What happened is Yosef and brothers. The biggest sin of brothers, not that they sell Yosef. The biggest sin that they had no right, regardless what they see, assume that Yaakov can have that son. And right now, Yosef tried to put them in the same position. How? Right now they saw thief in front of them. A real thief. And they said, yeah, good enough. It is, and Yosef tried to organize this situation, Simon. Why not selling? Because they already, after first visit, they said, oh, we're guilty. Why we sell? And he continued his stuff. Why continue? Because it is not the main thing wrong what they did.
Okay, yeah, all right.
And this is the same situation, very important. Very interesting that not Kodesh Baruch Hu, but he tried to create a situation like that.
Okay.
Put that.
Right. Yeah. Okay, very good. Okay, fine, very nice. That's the point I'm trying to make. It's just as we said before, we thought it was maybe just a poetic gosh, we think it's obviously it makes there's more to it than that.
Very
so much. Shuwasa Magat of Kiseko, it means that he himself gets as close to Kodesh Baruch Hu at the highest degree possible. So, what's going on here again? You just said, right? You said every tshuva, basic tshuva, does something. This is the highest degree of tshuva. The highest degree of tshuva is what? That you've worked in your Yiras Shamayim to the extent that that's going to stop you doing an Avriya.
In the same situation.
So if you not worked in your US name to that degree, that's also tshuva. Yeah, you haven't reached the highest level of tshuva. So, what is the basic tshuva? The basic tshuva is the least thing to do is the after karata and aziva sachet. And vidur. What's aziva sachet? Aziva sachet means the way he explained it is in front of you. Find out what causes you to do the Vega. What he called that a derech. Remember, he spoke about it a lot. The path which led you to the Vega, change your path. Azivas, leave that path, go on the path. He said, if the problem causes the Vega was, like we're saying now, okay, it's a whole lot beat you. So what you have to do is work on yourself to make yourself stronger. The Yitzhak won't beat you next time. That is Azivas Achetz. Right? Azivas Achetz means making sure that next time you don't have that weakness. So it's an interesting thing that comes down.
Well, you can start to do it, but not necessarily.
Oh,
will
right, right, right. So let's really bring this out. Okay, yeah, let's bring this out. Because they call the Azivas Achetz, even though.
Yeah.
You know, it's still going to do the Avera. Right? The Azivas Achetz means make sure you don't do the Avera again. So, but I'm going to ask you the question and say an answer, but you already pointed it out. Yeah. So it comes out, you say, Azivas Achetz doesn't mean that you've made sure you're not going to do the Avera again.
Sure.
So if you've left that path, where we're saying, no, you already started on the path which will lead you in the end.
You finally buy a gun which you are supposed to use to heal it, but you will heal it, right. Not necessary.
That is the way we're saying it now, that you have to change your path, it's even better, it's easy to understand it. So you started along the other path, which will get you there, so even though, that's called the new thing already.
Well, comes in right now, you have a gun to heal it, but what happened? It is what I said before, that this, in highest level, it means that it's a hara would like to do it again. When you meet the same people, you would like to do it again.
Yes, that's the point I wanted to bring out. That's a very important point.
Right.
Understanding Aziva's head, which fits in with everything we've been saying till now.
And it's nothing bad with it, that you would like to do it again. Why? For one simple reason. Like Rabbi Aaron Feldman, for last book which he published, he talked about homosexuality, that it is whatever, but he said very interesting fact, you could be homosexual, don't behave like that.
Right, yeah, and
it is the whole point.
That's something which is forgotten nowadays a little bit in the outside world. It is the point.
Your ratzon could be still wish to do this bad thing, but if you can go against it and win, that's all what I need from you, Kodesh Baruch Hu said.
Yeah. Yeah, of course, it is a very nice dagger to get to you there. But even if you have it, I'm saying that's what we said in the beginning. The fact you can have the Yitzhara itself is not, it doesn't have to be looked down on. It's what you do.
Right.
Right. The fact that you have desires doesn't mean anything.
Okay.
That's what you do. Okay, so we'll finish. Yeah, okay, we'll stop here. Finish this one up next time.
What do we.